Well, we're going to talk some women's hockey now, and Sarah Nurse joins us, and Sarah has had a terrific career, which continues, but continuing in a way that I'm sure she would rather not have it, as i.e. a professional league being in this country, and she joins us to talk about this issue. Sarah, thanks very much for being with us. Great to have you on the show, and let's, you know, just talk about from the moment the CWHL closed its doors, the reaction that you felt and other players felt, and kind of give us a Reader's Digest version of where the women's game is at now, if you could.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, when the CWHL folded, it was devastating to all of us because that's the place that we called home, and that's where we were the most comfortable. But I think when that league folded, we had to see that as an opportunity for growth for not only, you know, the sport, but for women and women, female professional athletes. And I think that's what we did. And so creating the Dream Gap Tour is something that we're very proud of and something that we are looking forward to continuing. And we want females to be able to dream and to grow up to be professional athletes.
So you've got the Secret Showcase event this weekend, the six-team exhibition tournament at Herb Carnegie Arena in Mattamy Rink. Is that just a good showcase for a lot of the top talent in the world to showcase their skills while also trying to bring awareness to what it is that you guys are fighting for and hoping for, you know, just some support from fans this weekend?
Yeah, I think this weekend we're here at the Secret Women's Hockey Showcase in Toronto, and we're in a hockey hotbed right now. Toronto loves its hockey, and so we're so excited to be here. There's 120 of the best women's hockey players in the world, and we're excited to showcase our product. I think there's a lack of understanding and a little bit of confusion on the current state of women's hockey, and so we're working to educate so that we can bridge that gap and ultimately create a viable women's hockey professional league.
So the current state really involves, you know, the Professional Women's Hockey Player Association, which, you know, yourself and 200 other players have joined. Talk about the process of getting that group together, getting organized, and the kind of games and what you're trying to do in these showcase from a competitive standpoint, Sarah.
Yeah, this all came together this summer when the CWHL folded. A bunch of the Team Canada and Team USA national team players, we came together and we knew that there was a void, and we looked at this opportunity and said, we need to come together to create something for the future of this game. You know, we can't sit here and be stagnant and maybe take a lateral step. We want to take steps forward. So when we came together, we had this idea of forming a players association, and then came the Dream Gap Tour. And ultimately, we're working together towards a common goal. Obviously, there's that Canada-USA rivalry, but right now we're part of that greater PWHPA team. And so as we're bringing women's hockey to different markets, we're having an amazing time. We obviously love showcasing our product because we see the value in it. And we know that, you know, women's hockey is going to be around here for a long time. The games this weekend, especially at the FIFA Women's Hockey Showcase, is incredible. You know, I just witnessed the first one. It was a nail biter that went into overtime, and the second one's going on as we speak. So there's a lot of incredible names here, and so it's a lot of talent on this ice.
What are some of the things that that you guys are looking for that are must-haves, non-negotiables in terms of, you know, better treatment, equal wages, that sort of closer wages, that sort of thing, in terms of, you know, maybe finding a new league and just a more secure future for the game of women's hockey?
I think ultimately when you talk about a professional league, you want the players, you want the staff, you want everybody who's supporting, you want it to feel like a professional environment. And, you know, the wages, those will come, but we want to start with creating that professional environment. You know, that's with having adequate travel, that's with having adequate food, the resources we need, the people in place to help us be successful. The leagues we've had in the past have been quote-unquote professional, but they're definitely professional by name, and they haven't been by nature. You know, we have to stop and get our skate sharpened at the local hockey store and spend $15 before games. You know, we don't always have equipment managers. We don't always have tape to even use in the locker room. So we're working on just having that. You know, we're working on the bare necessities here.
So, Sarah, there's no question that, you know, exposing your product to fans and getting an opportunity, and even interviews like this, to let people know what you're trying to achieve, which is great, and great to see that people support it and enjoy the hockey. But clearly it appears that, you know, the issue here is that you're going to need help and support from the corporate community of Canada to make this happen. Maybe talk about the process of that, because, yes, you'll get publicity. People will see how good women's hockey is, and Josh and I are both big fans of the game. I think anyone who watches hockey enjoys it, and it is great, and we hear what you're saying from that perspective. But how do you reach that corporate level, the ownership level, to get people involved to see that, all right, you know what, this is a good financial investment for us to be involved in a women's professional league in this country?
I think it's all about exposure. We've been fortunate enough throughout the Dream Gap Tour to partner with incredible brands. You know, our title sponsor at this showcase is Secret Canada, and they believe that equal sweat deserves equal opportunity. And so partnering with those brands is really giving us a vehicle and getting our voices heard and bringing us into the media. And so partnering with brands that have the same ideals as us is so incredibly important, because ultimately we need people to see us on the ice. We need to showcase our products, because until people see it, we're out of sight and out of mind. So we're trying to put ourselves at the forefront so that people can see us and people can see the value.
I saw Ty Domi was on the Spit and Chicklets podcast earlier in the week, which is obviously a huge one in hockey media these days. And he was a really positive in the words he was saying about women's hockey and the future of the game and the quality of the game. To hear a former National Hockey League player with that kind of platform going out there and making those kinds of comments, is that encouraging to you guys that maybe what you're doing is resonating in some respect?
Absolutely. It's incredible. I was actually messaging Ty last night, and he said, you know, we're just getting started. We're making waves, and we're going to really put this thing in motion. And so having the support of former NHL players, professional hockey players, is huge for us, because they see us as equals. They see what we're doing, and they see the work that we're putting in, and they totally understand that we don't get enough credit for what we do. And we are starting to realize the value in what we have to offer, and we aren't settling for the bare minimum anymore. You know, we're pushing for what we deserve. So I think having the support of current and former players in the NHL is absolutely huge, and definitely a huge thank you from us to those players.
So let's talk, before we let you go, about the Secret Showcase event again. Competition is continuing right now. Herb Carnegie Arena, Mattamy Athletic Complex, or the former Maple Leaf Garden. So you talk about a great excuse if you've not been in that fabulous building, now run by Ryerson University, to go down and see this terrific event. Play wraps up tomorrow. Give us a sales pitch here, Sarah.
You're going to be able to see the best players in the world. There's going to be some fierce competition on the ice. You know, a lot of times you don't get to see the best women's hockey players in the world play. You know, we're not always on TV. Unless you kind of see that Canada-USA rivalry, you don't get to see us. And so we're right here in Toronto. We're in people's backyards. And, you know, getting to play at Mattamy Center is going to be absolutely amazing. And I think that it's going to be an incredible weekend. We have some awesome fan events going on. There are girls around for autographs and pictures. And it's going to be a great event, and one you won't want to miss.